talks too much. His tone of voice just gets underneath my skin.
The return of Starsky and Hutch minus hair. Call me Kojak.
You heard Rick Carlisle talking about coming out aggressively.
Try to convey to the people out here at BGC Sports World how lucky Dallas, Texas is to have two coaches who have wonderful basketball pedigree, collegiate and pro.
But you gotta love him for his trivia and all those random facts.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Did you really think I would just up and disappear?
Now, the BGC Sports Network proudly presents Hanging with Mr. Will.
Cut number four, and a pleasant good day, pleasant Memorial Day weekend to one and all. Hopefully you are enjoying it by a pool, by a barbecue pit, by a grill, by a cooker, by a sporting event. I tell you what, and I wrote about this in Blitz Weekly, and yes, you are hanging with Mr. Will. I'm Willie Martin, the one and only. There is a lot to choose from, things to do Memorial Day weekend. On the one hand, if you just, and see, this always struck me funny. They talk about the three-day weekend, the start to summer. But what I was always taken aback by is that wherever you went, people were there. In mass quantities. I've certainly experienced that, covering the Colonial this time around. And I'm getting ready to go back to Fort Worth right now as I speak, May 25th. And I know that we're going to see some fireworks this day because you have 33 golfers within four strokes of the lead. Here is where we separate the men from the boys, and here we see if experience really doesn't matter, if someone like a David Toms can do it again, like Zach Johnson did, 2010 and 2012? Or if some newbie comes along, like this 22-year-old kid, Hideki Matsuyama. Spoke to quite a few of the media kids from NKN, and they were telling me that if he wins this event, this will be pretty big. This will be Yu Darvish-esque, or even Ichiro-esque. How's that for a little analogy? I'm going to be there covering that. But if you had to choose, and you're not from Texas, you got some options. They are now getting ready to roll the flag and start the engines up over in Indianapolis. The 98th running of the Indy 500. And of course, the Brazilian bombshell, Tony Kanaan, your defending champion. He won it last year. I had the meet and greet with him out at Joe T. Garcia's in Fort Worth a few days later. That was actually kind of cool. That was a lot of fun. In fact, the winner of today's Indy 500 race, I will be with Wednesday at Joe T. Garcia's once again. Better video, better audio. Ooh, I'm so excited. And of course, this leads us to what's going to be the whole IRL race weekend, June 6th and June 7th. Lock me in for that. Going. Where there's an event, I got to be. And where I be, I be happy. You've also got, and this really isn't much of a series now, and they're talking about Serge Ibaka coming back. It doesn't matter. Because the Dallas Mavericks gave the San Antonio Spurs the best wake-up call gift they could ask for. Rick Carlisle and the Mavericks gave San Antonio fits in a seven-game series. And I don't like to play what if. But if you're a Maverick fan, you got to feel pretty good about the fact that, well, if you hadn't blown a 10-point lead Easter Sunday, and if DeJuan Blair didn't lose his emotions for a second and be available for a Game 6, we may very well be talking about a number 8 knocking out a number 1 seed. But we took them to 7 games, and that was all well and good. Kudos to them. The Mavericks woke San Antonio up, and I'm telling you, it won't surprise me if San Antonio does not lose again until they get to Miami. And I still hearken back to something I saw in the space of, what, 9 or 11 days back in March. I know Russell Westbrook's coming back from his knee surgery or whatever. The Thunder just didn't strike me as a team that was on the same page. They weren't together. They weren't in sync. I don't know if that starts with Coach Scottie Brooks. And yes, I'm hearing all the talk about him getting fired once the season's over. I'll believe it when I see it. But the tandem of Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, I'm not seeing it. I'm not feeling it. And then something else that I noticed that just bothered me to no end, and we saw this during the 2011 Western Conference Finals. The Thunder would start to build the lead, still plenty of time left in the game, and they started celebrating. I'd like to see what Durant or Westbrook do that with the Mavericks, with some of the leads that the Mavericks blew this past year. Double digit, from 10 to like 19. That one in Atlanta comes to mind right now, the loss of 18 or whatever. Team is not in sync. And then as for that Indianapolis-Miami series, we know that Indianapolis has a great defensive team. We also know that Miami is tired and beat up, and they can be beaten. I just don't think Indianapolis can do it. I know that they were my preseason pick to do it. I don't see it. I'm not feeling it. I know Paul George is going to be cleared to play. He's now going to be concussion-free. I just don't know if they have that extra gear to get past a team that has gone to the NBA Finals the last 3 years, and with a chance at a three-peat, something we have not seen in a long, long time. That's going on later on today. And if that's not enough, you've got semi-conference action, or I'm sorry, conference finals action in the NHL. You're down to your final four. Los Angeles Kings, 2012 champions, taking on the Chicago Blackhawks, your 2013 champions. 3-3 seed, I believe. That's going to be a good series that I believe should go 6 or 7 games. And the trump card for the LA Kings thus far has been the play of one Steven Carter. The kid has been money, he's been magic. Something like 5 goals and 4 assists in his last 5 games or so. The kid's been money. Now, we know the Blackhawks are a fast team when they are in transition. And I'll say this till my dying day. Will someone in Chicago please create the t-shirt that says, "Don't tase me, bro!" And just send me 4% of the commission. Thank you. That's gold right there, man. You got him, you got Patrick Kane, you got that goalie Crawford. And then with the Kings, you've got people like Dustin Brown and Anze Kopitar, who Lord knows have given the Dallas Stars fits over the years. This is turning out to be a good series, and ideally, my guess is that the NHL is going to want to see 2 original 6 teams duke it out for the Stanley Cup. I'm talking, of course, of Chicago and New York. Now, those two teams that I just spoke of, they played last night, and that was a thrilling win for the Kings at home to give them a 2-1 lead in the series. Later on this day, it's going to be Game 4. And to quote a certain announcer, this one has slobber knocker written all over it. A gut punch. A street fight. Ugly. Fists of fury and sticks of spearing. Talking, of course, about the 1993 and 1994 Stanley Cup finalists, the Montreal Canadiens, Le Havre Montréal, très bien, monsieur. And, of course, the New York Rangers, led by, of course, Mr. Messier, Mark Messier. Ending that drought of so many years going back to, what, 1955? that's going to start becoming a very interesting series. And, you know, I'm thinking the Rangers were doing something right when they brought forth the tandem of Brad Richards and Martin St. Louis, because I forgot that they did very good work together in Tampa Bay some, 10 years ago? Back in the day, under one John Tortorella, I believe. You add Rick Nash to that mix, that's a deadly trio. And not to be outdone, you have to deal with the mindset of Claude Julien. He doesn't mind mixing it up. He also has himself a nice little duo with people like Daniel Briere. And the kid who just somehow instigates wherever he goes, PK Subban. That series is going to go 7. That game 4 is today. So I've now mentioned 4 items on the docket for just today. Now, if you live here in North Texas, you can also get your fix for the horses. Get ready for June 7th. Lone Star Park, 1 o'clock start this day. And since I am on a Fort Worth frame of thinking here, because you do have the Colonial going to be finishing out today, and you've also got IRL 2 weeks away, let's make this a trifecta. Let's talk about the fact that you also have the Fort Worth Cats doing something very Minnie Minoso-esque, and that is featuring a one-time Major League Baseball player, 55 years young, still in great tip-top shape. You saw him play, I believe, in Atlanta. You saw him play in Cleveland. I think the Rangers had him for a while also. Speak, of course, of the one and the only Julio Franco. He is still mixing it up and making stuff happen. That starts at 5 o'clock tonight. Afterwards, you got the cover band... Beatles cover band, what's the band called? Was it Baby You Can Drive My Car? Oh, Me and My Monkey. Me and My Monkey. Beatles cover band. I've seen them perform. They are great. Kind of reminds me of the band that I used to see all the time when I was living in Seattle called the Beatniks. All Beatles all the time. God, they were great. If you're ever in Seattle, by the way, check out the underground downtown. On a given weekend, look for the Beatniks. You will not be sorry. God, they rock. En route to the Colonial. It is a star-studded pack of people. It is a star and my point to all this initially, and yes, you're hanging with Mr. Will. Memorial Day weekend, wherever you go, you're going to be surrounded by a lot of people. Unless you're the ultimate loner and can travel best alone in a crowd, I am chuckling at the fact that I have been at this Colonial event now, 4 days in a row? And except for me, I have not run into one familiar face. And I'm kind of liking the anonymity. I don't know what's going to happen today. I'm excited as to what the outcome is going to be. But I will also certainly be keeping an eye on what's going on with the Indy 500 now underway as I speak. And hard to believe, in 2 more years, they'll be celebrating 100 years of racing within the Brickyard in Indiana. That's pretty amazing. All right, let's take our first break of this segment. You are hanging with Mr. Will. A Memorial Day edition, if you will. Love and salutes to all you military folks who have had people who served and who are currently serving this holidays, because for you, thank you. And I'll be back a little later. Seated comfortably inside the media center, we're in the last 2.5 to 3 hours. You have seen the leaderboard do a stock market up and down and all around, and leave it to Jason Duffy to wait until the final hole to even things up at 9 under, along with Adam Scott. Now, for you Blitz Weekly people out there, know that after this week, the man who covers golf weekly, Jay Betzel, will go back to doing that. He's with me right now, and before you say anything, I want to say thank you for allowing me the privilege of covering golf the last 2 weeks while you do your thing over at Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Your thoughts on this tournament so far?
Let me first thank you for substituting so I can do that. What an amazing colonial. You got the reigning PGA champion and the number one player in the world tied for the lead going down the stretch. Amazing.
You've also got David Toms, a couple of tied for third right now. I mean, if Toms were to win today, this is all theoretical now, you're talking two champions covering four of the last 5 years with him and Mr. Zach Johnson. I am kind of surprised, though, that we're probably looking at a single-digit score, not double-digit. First time since Owen Brown. Are you shocked by that?
No, not at all, because this is a great classic golf course that held the U.S. Open back in 1941 and the Players' Championship in 1975. So it's a difficult golf course. A lot of it depends on the growing conditions as far as the rough and as far as when the players are here with the wind to how difficult the course will play with new technology.
Talk with Jay Betzel, who does many things at Blitz Weekly for DFW.com and also for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram as well as DFWTimes.com. You've covered this event many, many a year, and I know you're very big on being keen on the crowds, the people, the sights, the music, the entertainment. With Frost Park being added to the vernacular this year, added bonus?
I think it's a good start for what they're doing. The attendance is up 32% this year. Granted, it has a lot to do with Adam Scott being here, the great job done by Chairman Bobby Patton, and everything like that. But I mean, with the new traffic rules they've got around the club and all, you know, this is kind of something they had to do. And I mean, it's a good start. I think they'll, you know, probably take some notes and figure out what they could do to make it better in the future.
Final question for Jay Betzel. I think if you take the time to hang with Mr. Will on this Memorial Day Sunday, final round of the Colonial. Playoffs here are rare. If we see one with Jason Duffner and Adam Scott, is weather going to play a factor?
Weather always plays a factor here, whether it's lightning and rain or whether it's really windy or really hot. So I would say yes, no matter what happens.
Well, I know you've got work to do, so I thank you for stopping on by. He is Jay Betzel, ladies and gentlemen, the consummate professional when it comes to anything Fort Worth or Colonial. Thank you. So I'll send the audio. Now standing on the 18th hole, where there is a playoff now going on between Jason Duffner and the number one ranked golfer in the world, Adam Scott. Everyone has gathered on up here as both golfers have gotten to 9-under in this tournament. Jason Duffner, dramatic putt, some 72 holes in to put him at 9-under. Both he and Adam Scott are at 9-under. It's the first time since Owen Brown in 99 had a single-digit winning score here at the Colonial. This place is going to roar. Yes, sir. This place is going to roar once a winner has been determined. And it's going to get crazy. Believe that. Now in playoff mode here at the Colonial, Jason Duffner, Adam Scott. Who will prevail this Memorial Day weekend? Clouds are all around us, but thankfully no rain as of yet. Duffner and Scott both at 9-under. Thompson, Jacobson, 8-under. Thomas finished at 7-under. Senator and Palmer, 7-under. Langworth, I think, 6-under. This to determine who's going to get the plaid, the titanium jacket, the tartan jacket for 2014. You are hanging with Mr. Will, and here come the military man off to the corner. This is going to get good. Men with the military flags now putting themselves up toward the 18th green. This is going to be awesome. All right, can you hear the military being applauded? All right. We still have a hole to be played, maybe more. If they're still tied after 18, they go back to 17th and hit 18 again. All right.
Nothing resolved at 18. Back to 17, it looks like. Playoff mode continues here for Adam Scott and Jason Duffner. The fans are getting the money's worth today. Playoff now continues at hole number 17. Playoff with Adam Scott and Jason Duffner. Nothing resolved at hole 18. The crowd will tell the story momentarily as both Adam and Jason take the honey. It is a packed house here at number 17. Both players at 9 under. About 14 feet off of the pin.
Quiet, Jason, please!
Shit happened.
Just put it in the hole for a birdie. Now it is up to Jason Duffner to do the same.
Quiet!
Jason Duffner needs to make this. Otherwise, Adam Scott's your champion. The crowd will tell the story. Back to number 18 we go. Nerves of steel for these two guys. Unbelievable. And there was a mad rush back to number 18 now. Oh my God. This is crazy.
Can you imagine how crazy that is?
Just like a frat party. And I left college 33 years ago. Two clutch putts made by both Jason Duffner and Adam Scott. And this playoff continues, and these cameramen stay busy as well. Unbelievable. And people are taking sides. Some want Scott.
Come on, David, get him out of here. Come on.
Some want Adam Scott. Some want Jason Duffner. And David Faraday stands right in front of me.
Faraday, Faraday.
This playoff continues. This is getting good. I'm enjoying this. Definitely get your money's worth today if you came out to the Colonial. All right, you're hanging with Mr. Well. I'm going to run on back to 18. Number 18, second time around. Adam Scott about 2 feet away. Long putt awaiting Jason Duffner.
Thank you.
Adam knocks the Senate's all over. This crowd's gonna roar for the number one rated golfer in the world. Smith, your 2014 Colonial Champion in a playoff against Jason Duffner. Wow. Some happy Aussies. Number one ranked in the world, and he wins in a playoff today over Jason Duffner to maintain his number one status. Congratulations to Adam Scott. We'll hear from him momentarily as the men in plaid prepare to make their way on up, and you've also got men in the military regalia to our west heading up toward the 18th green also. Congratulations to Adam Scott.